Where are the places where these passports will be required? And most especially, let's talk about your medical care. And joining me on this, Dr. David Stevenson. He's the head of the Ontario Dental Association's Pandemic Recovery Working Group. Dr. Stevenson, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Glad to be here.
Is your dental health all up to speed?
My dental health is all up to speed. I do need to get a cleaning, though, but that's, okay. Generally it's all up to speed.
Can you do that yourself?
No.
Okay.
No.
Are you allowed to do it yourself? Or there's some kind of rule?
Jerry, there's just that. Yeah, no. That's you move.
Okay. You got a power washer? all right. Well, let's talk about something serious then. Sorry about that. And that is, first of all, when I go to see my dentist, not if, when I go to see my dentist for a cleaning or whatever else I have to go to, will I be required to show that I am vaccinated?
It's a good question, Jerry, and no, you won't. Dentistry and your dental health is an essential healthcare service, and quite frankly, dentists have been treating patients safely for since the early stages of this pandemic, and we're going to be continuing to do so. And you do not need proof of vaccination to go and see your dentist.
All right, and you will not be asked?
There's part of the screening protocols for COVID-19 that the first question on the new updated screening protocol does ask about vaccination status, but that is primarily just to guide dentists into knowing what other questions to ask regarding what treatment can be provided in certain situations. So if you screen positive for COVID-19, whether you're symptomatic or you've been traveling without vaccination status, we're limited into treatment into emergency and urgent care only. So that's the rule, or that's the protocol for reason why we would ask vaccination status, but it is not to deny access to care whatsoever. As I say, we've been treated long before vaccinations have been in place. We've been treating people safely. Measures that we've brought into place are extensive, and they're still there. They're still
all right.
There.
Well, you know, people, and I certainly hear from a lot of them, Dr. Stevenson, that, you know, my medical records and my medical health is private. Well, yeah, but keeping it private from your dentist, your doctor, whatever, that's just counterproductive.
For certain situations, you're absolutely correct. And as I say, you know, we need to know the information as it's relevant to what we are going to do or how we are going to do it. And that is confidential information between you and your doctor, and you and your dentist. And so there is a range of what is appropriate. And as I say, for the screening process, for us to determine the risk and what protocols to take, as I say, the first question, which is a background question on the screening process, does ask about vaccination. But as I said, if you screen negative, whether you've been vaccinated or not, you are entitled and you should be able to expect to receive care from your dentist.
I want to make sure I'm not misunderstanding you. When you screen negative, you're not testing me when I come in, are you?
No, and that's a good question as well. When we screen, we're screening for symptoms, for screening for the fun screening questions that does relate to whether or not you have been vaccinated, relates to your international travel or your have you been exposed to someone with COVID-19. So it's just a matter of determining the potential risks, and then that will determine whether we should be limiting care to urgent care or emergency care only. It's some dental offices do have what's known as a rapid antigen testing as a further element of screening, but it's not a diagnosis of COVID-19.
I'm talking to Dr. David Stevenson. He's the head of the Ontario Dental Association's Pandemic Recovery Working Group. You do not need to be vaccinated in order to go see your dentist. When you're talking screening, Dr. Stevenson, it's verbal screening, but although you've just told us that some will do some testing. Now, here's the other side of that. What are the protocols if I call up my dentist office and say, is everybody over there vaccinated before I come over?
No, and Jerry, another very good question. I mean, and you can even ask me over the radio right now.
Are you vaccinated, Dr. Stevenson?
Absolutely. I've been fully vaccinated, and I'm very comfortable giving you my own information. However, you know, the Personal Health Information Protection Act dental offices, whether one has dental staff as hygienists, assistants, or receptionists, they are not obliged to divulge whether they've been vaccinated. So that is personal information and protected. So I can feel very comfortable telling you about myself, but again, calling the dental office and saying, I want to know if everybody's vaccinated. Some dental offices may be comfortable to do that, and they may have that consent. But not all offices do have that consent to be able to relay that information. That really is, the Ontario Dental Association does support vaccinations for all dental healthcare personnel. We were very active early on in the pandemic when vaccines became available to have first access to it. The Canadian Dental Association has come out with a statement recommending that all dental healthcare personnel be vaccinated. Our college has come out with a statement strongly recommending that all dental offices have vaccine policies mandated in their place. And we strongly recommend that. And firmly believe that everybody gets vaccinated, because that is one of the many layers that help protect us against COVID-19. But when it comes to divulging that private information, we can only divulge what we have consent to divulge. And I have consent to divulge my own information, but I can't tell you over the radio whether the rest of my staff is vaccinated or not. But I do want to emphasize, Jerry, that we have been practicing with such strict protocols, and not just strict, effective protocols, safely for over 14 months now, and that has not changed. And that, to me, is the most important thing to try and relate to everybody.
I want you to respond to a text message that came in as a result of our conversation. The person wrote, I'm in 5 to 7 corporate offices per day. I fill the screening form every time. Sometimes while I wait, I browse through the previous forms because I'm nosy. And nobody says yes to anything because they know a yes could get them denied from entry and a meeting. The honor system's not a good one.
You know, that's something that I understand that, and I'm, you know, the powers that be will say this is the best that we can do. But again, I'll fall back on the fact that there are some situations where, okay, I don't want to doubt anybody's honor or sincerity, but we're still going to take the precautions, whether you screen positive or negative. We're still going to take all the infection prevention and control precautions. And that's just not to protect you. It's not just to protect you from the dentist or the dentist from you as a patient. It's to protect you as a patient from every other patient that's been in the office as well. And I say these protocols, infection control protocols, are extremely important. They were developed long time ago at the beginning of the pandemic, and they have not let up. As a practicing dentist, Jerry, I can assure you, they have not let up. They're very strict to accommodate for that.
Okay, I'm talking to Dr. David Stevenson, head of the ODA's Pandemic Recovery Working Group. So just to summarize here, you do not need to show proof of vaccination in order to get dental care. So it's not like unvaccinated people have to sit home and try to get over a toothache, because, man, that's hard to get past.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a broken leg. It's just, oh my God, you just can't tolerate it when a tooth goes bad.
And you don't need to, Jerry. You don't need to. It's safe. It's safe. Go see, when you need to see a dentist, you need to see your hygienist, you need to see your entire dental team, go see your entire dental team.
All right. I'm assuming this applies to your medical doctor as well.
You'd have to talk to the medical association about that. I do not want to comment on the specifics of what policies. I know what our association has advocated. I know what our national association has advocated for. And I certainly know what our college is asking dentists to do. And we're very happy to do that.
All right. Dr. Stevenson, it was great to have you. Thanks very much for doing this.
Thank you so much for the time, Jerry. Take care.